Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
For Monday, March the 20th, good morning. Here's what people are talking about. Muncie, Delaware County, still missing from Eaton, Indiana. A 14-year-old child. Will have an update at 8:30 this morning with the police chief there. Weather not as cold as it was this past weekend. Wow, was it cold. Albany in focus on our 9 a.m. show this morning for 765businessjournal.com. BSU women's basketball, people are talking about their game tonight. They're also talking about the IU dudes out and much more to cover. I am Steve Lindell, and I'm bringing in my guest right now, invited in Jeff Robinson, president of the Muncie City Council. We are talking to him this morning about the situation related to the apartment complex work that has been done. Mr. Robinson, good to talk to you. Happy Monday, sir.
Happy Monday to you, Steve. Good to be with you.
Thanks for doing this. Let me just brief our listeners so they have the backstory on this. At the most recent Muncie City Council meeting, a tax abatement request that was on the council's agenda since earlier this year was tabled. For an apartment complex on the south side of Muncie. Last week, it was Thursday, that Mayor Ridenour asked for the Muncie Redevelopment Commission for a vote and received unanimous approval to move forward. He told me on WMUN Friday morning that it's now a go pending approval of the tax credits by the state of Indiana. Council President Robinson, if I could, what was your vote on the matter when it was in front of you at council, and can you articulate why council tabled the measure at the last meeting?
Yeah, well, I can certainly articulate why the council voted to table, although I was one who voted against tabling that evening. There was just some questions that had come up throughout the council meeting at the March council meeting that really I think that the council members maybe didn't feel that they were getting those answers. And some of the questions that were asked was specifically surrounding local labor. Some of the council members, I believe Councilman Overby, as well as Councilwoman Selvey and Councilman Dishman, had asked the company if they would be using local labor. And the question really wasn't answered in a suitable way for those council members, I believe. They were also asking about purchasing goods with local suppliers. In addition to that, people were asking and wanted to know what the rent costs were going to be. And there wasn't, I don't think there was sufficient answers for those council members. So Councilman Aaron Clark had moved to table it, pending answers to some of those questions, and it was tabled with a 6-3 vote. As far as my vote is concerned, I'm reserving judgment. Was want to look at and get the answers to some of those questions that were asked as well. But, it really comes down to, and I want to make sure we make the distinction, this is not the council determining if the project itself will move forward.
Right, right.
This is a decision on only the tax abatement.
Okay, very good. And with respect to the tax abatement part of this, and I've talked to you about this before, these numbers, and this is nothing to you and to the rest of council and to the mayor, but it gets complicated for dopey radio guys, and I think for people that don't understand the nuances and the numbers that get crunched. But the mayor, when he spoke to me on WMUN Friday, he said something of how the abatement was set up, that it wouldn't have, if approved by council at that meeting, it wouldn't have been all in one fell swoop. In other words, it was sort of a tiered abatement. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Okay. It's a 5-year abatement on a sliding scale. So the first year, I believe, was a 100% abatement, meaning they will not pay any taxes outside of what was already owed on that property. So any new or any increase in property taxes, they wouldn't pay any of that. Second year, they would receive an 80% tax abatement, then 60%, so on and so forth. So, okay. Yeah, you're correct.
All right, very good. Jeff Robinson is my guest, president of Muncie City Council. We're talking about the motion for a new apartment complex that was voted on by the Muncie Redevelopment Commission on Thursday. You said you voted no, Councilman Robinson, no with respect to the tabling. At the council meeting, would that also be correct in saying that you would have voted against the measure as well if it did come to a vote instead of tabling?
That evening, I was prepared to vote no, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
You know, when it comes to tax abatements, you really have to ask yourself if the guidance always is the but for question. Right. Would this project take place but for the tax abatement? So if there was no tax abatement at all, would the property still or the project still move forward? I believe it would. The Horizon Company has already purchased the property. That property, they purchased that on, I think it, the final date was January 3rd. They purchased that property for $574,000. They also reported to the council in January when they met with us that the market conditions were right for this type of development. They're also receiving some subsidies from the state because it is 100% low-income housing. So the question really becomes, should we be subsidizing low-income housing? And my answer to that question is no.
Jeff Robinson's my guest. He's the president of Muncie City Council. Full disclosure from the mayor's interview with me on Friday, with respect to, you referred to it as the but for, he stated that during a break in the council meeting in the March meeting that the company said they were going to pull their moving forward based on the council's action that night. With the MRC action, Jeff, what does council now need to do or not do on this measure next?
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned the MRC because it is important to point out this property actually resides inside the city's consolidated TIF, which means any property taxes collected from that property moving forward would actually go to the Muncie Redevelopment Commission, not the general fund. The mayor had reported in his community update following that council meeting that this money pays for police and fire and paves roads and pays employees. That's not accurate. The money is inside of the property is inside a consolidated TIF, so that revenue actually goes to the MRC, in which case, and at such point, That's a Muncie Redevelopment Commission project. So I was happy to see the Muncie Redevelopment Commission take action and to approve that subsidy to that company. As far as what happens next with the council, mm-hmm. Any tabled ordinance or resolution stays on that table for 6 months. If no action is taken, then the resolution or ordinance dies. Now, any council member can make a motion to bring anything off of the table at any point from now until 6 months from now. So perhaps we'll get into the April meeting and someone will make that motion to remove it from the table to consider it for adoption. If that motion receives a second, then we'll bring it off in a vote to bring it off of the table, and at which time then a discussion will be had and a final vote. So it could be brought off the table in April. It could stay on the table until that time that someone chooses to bring it off.
All right. This is Jeff Robinson, kind enough to be our guest this morning on Delaware County Today on the new WMUN. He's the Muncie City Council president. Last item here, Jeff, before we let you go, with respect to the Plan B, as the mayor referred to it, this is what he presented to the Muncie Redevelopment Commission on Thursday morning. How do you see the mayor's Plan B, as he put it?
Well, that's, he is the acting Muncie Redevelopment Commission director, and that board of commissioners, they they act independently of the council. So whatever decisions they make is their prerogative to do so. And that's what I think about that.
All right, Jeff, thank you so much for the time. Always a pleasure. Very interesting conversation, too. I appreciate your thoughts and insight. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yep, thanks again, Steve. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Jeff Robinson is the president of Muncie City Council. We have much more to cover this morning, including bottom of hour, a live interview with the police chief of Eaton, Indiana. Jay Turner has agreed to guest this morning to give us an update on the missing Scotty Dean Morris, 14-year-old young man who the Eaton Police Department and many others have been searching for since Scotty Dean Morris went missing from Eaton, Indiana, late Thursday or early Friday. We'll get an update on that in our morning news summary through the hour. This is Delaware County Today on the new WMUN.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on select essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. Are you paying attention to China, Russia, and Ukraine? Any reminders of the Cold War days? If you've been on the fence about buying gold and silver, now is the time to make the call. Securing your IRA or 401k with real gold and silver is a portfolio protection plan, and Oxford Gold has made it as easy as 1, 2, 3. Call Oxford Gold right now and ask about bonus opportunities you may be eligible for. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-GOLD.
The Daily WMUN Delaware County Today Radio Show with Steve Lindell.
Hi, my name is Nicolette Tarasciano. I'm a planetarium assistant at the Charles W. Brown Planetarium. I'm an undergrad at Ball State University.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on out in space. That's part of the reason I chose to study it. You never run out of things to look for.
His name is Samuel Sermon. Radio is still one of the most leading platforms where misinformation isn't there. Like, there's still a strong trustworthiness in what we're saying. They're speaking truth to power. And for people to kind of like sometimes worry about, oh, is this still relevant? It's still this, that, and the other. Oh, it's very relevant. It's still very prevalent. And it has a responsibility here in 2023.
Weekdays, 8 till 9 a.m. on the Talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and free streams. Alexa Command, play WMUN.
All right, guys, it's time for our new Sheriff Goslin spring commercial. It looks like it's going to be a busy season, and it's time to get to work. So what do you think we should say, Gary?
With the spring storms coming, our customers should know that we are happy to work with their insurance company. What do you think, Adam?
I think we should also make sure they know about our seamless gutter systems, along with financing for qualified customers.
Sounds good. Just remember to tell them to call Pete Dull, y'all.
Quality work since 1906, Sheriff.
Have you heard about YMCA 360? YMCA 360 is your on-demand video platform with offerings such as group exercise classes, youth sports training, well-being classes, and more.
Now offered for YMCA of Muncie members. Three locations, 24/7 access at their Yorktown location, and now Y360. For more information on the YMCA of Muncie, visit MuncieYMCA.org or call 288-4448 today. The Y for a better us.
Our first addition to the new WMUN, the Talk of Muncie, the all-new Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
For Monday, the 20th of March, people are talking about Eaton, Indiana. The police and more still looking for Scotty Dean Morris, 14-year-old, white, 5'4", 150 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes, and last seen on March the 16th at 8:30 p.m. And they are still looking for any clues as to where Scotty Dean Morris may be. 765-396-3297 with info or 911. Now the rest of our morning news summary now on WMUN.
After Muncie City Council tabled a request for tax abatement requested by Mayor Ridenour for a moderate to low-income apartment complex, Thursday morning last week, he asked the Muncie Redevelopment Commission for a vote.
The MRC approved two things. They approved the tax abatement in case the council would approve it later, but they also approved, we'll just pay for it. Because we see this as value, so we don't necessarily have to go to the council now. So I've already reached out to the developer, and they're now starting their final engineering.
And pending approval by the state, the development is a go. IPR reported at that city council meeting earlier this month, questions were answered about Preston Byrd, founder of the company that wants to build, who was convicted of wire fraud and money laundering related to fraudulent business loans. He served time in federal prison and is paying restitution. Delta boys basketball made it to the championship Saturday night on the new WMUN, but lost that game. Wapahani boys fell in the morning session. That game broadcast on our Blake FM.
I'm Peter Killeen. Prosecutors say a Muncie man had threatened and stalked members of a Southside family before he was fatally shot outside their home. According to the Star Press, 56-year-old Daniel Dunsmore died last October 24th after he was shot on the 1900 block of West Memorial Drive. A report on the case determined the fatal shooting was legally justifiable as the shooter acted in self-defense.
LBC News Bits. Ball State men's and women's golf team did some spring cleaning at Delaware Country Club recently, their home course. Picking up sticks and limbs, Coach Fleck and Coach Andre were thanked by Superintendent Dave Walters. Craig Ulrey, 7th grader, Heritage Hall Christian School, Muncie, champion of the spelling bee. Happened earlier this month, but BSU just sent a release Friday. BSU men's volleyball, 3-2 loss at Ohio State on Saturday night. Keep them or throw them away.
The general rule of thumb is to keep returns for at least 3 years. That is how long the IRS has to audit. But if your returns are complicated in any way, Bankrate senior industry analyst Ted Rossman says you may need to keep them longer.
Up to 7 years in some cases if you're claiming losses from bad debt.
That doesn't mean you need to clutter your home with paper files.
You scan it, you put it in a secure web folder.
Keep your returns indefinitely if you are accused of filing a fraudulent return. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
Bad idea for spring break travel.
Posting vacation pictures on social media while you're gone. There's nothing like telling a bad guy, hey, my house is empty, like posting pictures. Wait till you get back to post your vacation pictures.
Delaware County Sheriff Tony Skinner last week on WMUN's Delaware County Today radio show. Here's why the Muncie mayor thinks last week's vote by the MRC for an apartment development is so important.
There have not been new apartment communities built that were not for students. This was a way to provide additional housing for an area. It also is a way to build up the number of people living in an area, which creates opportunities.
This is the measure that was tabled by City Council earlier this month, after which Dan Ridenour feared the developer would back out.
Well, when they delayed it, the developer said, we started this in January. Now we have to go all the way to April. We're worried about interest rates. We're worried about construction costs. We're going to back out. This was after they tabled it. This was outside the council room. So they left the room. I went with them. They told me we're going to cancel this.
So he created what he called a plan B. Although the Iraq war has been long over, the U.S. still technically at war with terrorist and insurgent groups there. Kurt Darling reports on an effort by your senator to officially end the fighting.
President Obama ended the Iraq war in 2011, but ISIS and other insurgent groups who came about in the 2010s forced the U.S. to maintain a presence in Iraq in the years that followed. Senator Todd Young says now the fighting can end.
It seems intuitive to most Americans that we would repeal the authorizations when they were no longer needed.
Those 1991 and 2002 use of force authorizations for Iraq would be repealed under a bill that he's authored in the U.S. Senate. It passed a procedural vote on Thursday with bipartisan support. Kurt Darling, Network Indiana.
We had Young in our WMUN studio a week ago today. U.S. Food and Drug Administration says two recalls of strawberries were announced Thursday for fear of hepatitis A. sold at Costco, Aldi, and more. Locations vary by brand, but the overall impact of the entirety of the United States. Are we ready for the next one?
As COVID-19 continues to evolve and spread, the world is dangerously unprepared for the next outbreak. That's according to a new report from the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies and its Secretary General, Jagan Shapagine. Experts are urging countries to increase hospital surge capacity, update their response plans, coordinate with other nations to prepare for the next pandemic, and invest heavily in vaccines. COVID-19 hit a century after the 1918 pandemic. Though as the human population grows, interacts more with wildlife, and travels easily around the world, the risk of another pandemic increases.
The next global pandemic will not wait 100 years.
Rich Edson, Fox News.
Nearly 80 Hoosiers are about to lose their jobs. Here's Donnie Burgess.
R.R. Donnelly & Sons in Plainfield will close its facility beginning May 14th. The supply chain solutions company located in Hendricks County says changing market conditions is the reason why it's closing. The 270,000 square foot building is one of the company's largest. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
I asked Muncie Mayor Ridenour Friday morning about the tabling of a request for tax abatement for a new apartment complex for the south side of town. My question on WMUN Radio was, what did council not like about this? Can you put that into words?
No, I cannot.
Okay.
I thought it was a very easy transaction, which is why I brought it.
He said the project was near cancellation the night that council meeting happened.
We only have to go to the council for a tax abatement. MRC's budget is not controlled by the council.
With the MRC action, the project is a go now, pending state approval of tax credits. You've probably heard people talk about packing their bags and leaving their home state. Indiana's no different.
More people left the Hoosier State than moved here in 2022. That's from a migration report from Hire a Helper. Spokesperson Miranda Markowitz says many people across the country are starting to think twice about their home state.
Some of the common reasons that people do move is warmer weather, better job opportunities, and lower or no state income tax.
Which is odd to Markowitz, considering Hire a Helper's report showed most Hoosiers left for Illinois. She believes the country is currently going through a population shuffle. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
LBC News bits feeding hummingbirds might sound funny after the really cold weekend we just had, but the Indy Star says April 1 is early, but April 15 is about right to have your feeders out in your yard. BSU Women plays Memphis on the road, second round WNIT tonight, 8 p.m. on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams, and Alexa, play WMUN. Nursing aide at Newcastle Prison charged with smuggling drugs to inmate Alicia Renee Henderson denied wrongdoing but acknowledged the inmate had paid her about $2,000, according to the Star Press. And Muncie Central High School placed 10th in the Unified State Bowling Championship over the weekend. Rod Stewart forced to cancel a concert in Australia at the last moment. Viral infection. Throat too irritated to sing.
That is our morning news summary that is heard on several of our Wolf Boom radio stations every morning, including WLBC, as noted in some of those reports as well. Coming up later this morning, our guest will be James Mitchell. James Mitchell is all kinds of people bound. Dr. Joe Moshevitz has that weekly show, 9:30 to 10 a.m. That is every Monday on this radio station. Coming next, an interview with the Eaton Police Chief and the latest on the whereabouts and the search for Scotty Dean Morris from Eaton, Indiana. That's coming next on the new WMUN.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Update your home with new flooring from Tarkett. Choose from our wide selection of Tarkett waterproof vinyl plank, easy to install sheet vinyl, and durable laminate flooring. Bravado laminate flooring is only $159 per square foot after 11% rebate. Good through March 26th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
The all-new, all-free 765 Business Journal. Economic development news for Delaware County, Indiana. A product of WMUN, the talk of Muncie, Jay Chapman, president and CEO of Wolf Boom Radio, said this effort is just another expression of how we are investing in the community in a way that drives business growth and opportunity in Muncie and Delaware County. Sponsored in part by Magna, Town of Yorktown, YMCA, Minnetrista, MITS, IU Health, Muncie Public Library, and Ivy Tech Community College. How to get there? Go to MuncieJournal.com and click the link for the all-new, all-free 765 Business Journal.
All right, guys, it's time for our new Sheriff Goslin spring commercial. It looks like it's going to be a busy season, and it's time to get to work. So what do you think we should say, Gary?
With the spring storms coming, our customers should know that we are happy to work with their insurance company. What do you think, Adam?
I think we should also make sure they know about our seamless gutter systems, along with financing for qualified customers.
Sounds good. Just remember to tell them to call Pete Dahl, y'all.
Quality work since 1906, Sheriff Goslin Roofing, worryfreeroof.com.
At Mucinex, we don't believe in cold and flu season. We only believe in comeback season, which starts with 12-hour relief. Just one dose of Mucinex DM provides 12 hours of relief for cough and chest congestion day or night. That's three times longer than those four-hour cough liquids. So say goodbye to cold and flu season and hello to comeback season with Mucinex DM. Nothing lasts longer among over-the-counter cold and cough medicine. Get relief that lasts with Mucinex DM. Use as directed.
What do you mean he went searching for fresher powder? We have full classes today.
Instructor down at Vesper Ski School.
Toward each other to snowplow, honey. Not a way.
She needs more ski instructors to slalom through the day-to-day.
Pizza? Fries? Whoa, Braley, no! Pizza, pizza!
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Live, weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
For Monday, March the 20th, spring arrives later today in the 5 p.m. hour in Muncie, Delaware County, and I think the Northern Hemisphere. I'm not a meteorologist. I only play one on the radio. We are pleased to bring you our daily talk show here on The Talk of Muncie, the new WMUN. We are awaiting connection with Chief Jay Turner of the Eaton Police Department. We understand that Officer Turner and many others are still working on and quite possibly very busy in the middle of that search as it continues. You may have heard us mentioning this throughout the whole weekend. The Eaton Police Department is investigating the disappearance of Scotty Dean Morris, 14-year-old, white, 5'4", 150 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes, last seen, black shoes, red and black shorts, and a white T-shirt with writing on the front. This is an active silver alert in Indiana and beyond. He is believed to be in extreme danger and may require medical assistance. If you have any information on Scotty Dean Morris, please contact the Eaton Police Department. Their number is 765-396-3297. Or you can always call 911. Again, we are awaiting the live interview, if he is able to do it. The Eaton Police Chief Jay Turner agreed to do this. However, we fully understand something may have come up in the meantime, and perhaps something very much important, hopefully a good resolution to this story, will come at the end. But we'll tell you as soon as we know. Steve Lindell here in Muncie, Delaware County studios for WMUN. Monday morning, the week ahead, is something that we like to give you when you start your work week with us on WMUN's Delaware County Today.
The week ahead.
Monday, the FHA is set to lower its mortgage insurance premium by 30 basis points. The Biden administration says the move will mean an average savings of about $800 a year to roughly 850,000 homebuyers. Tuesday, members of the Federal Reserve begin their monthly two-day meeting. While another rate hike in the central bank's key interest rate was expected, the recent failure of two regional banks may be a factor in any increase. Wednesday, the Senate Armed Services Committee meets to discuss recruiting challenges. challenges currently faced by the branches of the U.S. military. Thursday, President Biden makes his first trip to Canada since his inauguration. The president will address Parliament and meet with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau for talks on defense, climate issues, and supply chains. Friday, Vice President Kamala Harris begins an overseas trip visiting at least six countries in Africa, including Ghana, Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, and Zambia. And that's a look at your week ahead. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News.
On WMUN Radio, MUN short for Muncie, the talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams, and the Alexa command, play WMUN. The weekly show called the 765businessjournal.com radio show runs from 9 to 9:30 today and every Monday. My guest this morning will be Randall Dunnock, the VP of the Albany Town Board. We'll talk about Albany happenings, plans and preps coming up, maybe for this spring, summer, and maybe even to fall. And from my notes, Albany has been doing some good work for community and quality of life and quality of place. We'll find out some of those items when we get to that. Again, that's at 9 o'clock this morning. Fox News Radio updates with a lot happening in the world. A reminder, we have those just before the top of the hour, almost every hour all day on WMUN, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams, and on Alexa as well. For those that may not have paid attention over the weekend, President Trump was on Truth Social, his social media network, talking about how on Tuesday he believes that he will be arrested. And the former vice president and Indiana governor, Mike Pence, says that he's troubled by the potential indictment and arrest of former President Donald Trump.
I think many Americans are taken aback at the unprecedented indictment of a former president, but also the fact that the Manhattan DA, in the midst of a crime wave in New York City, it says that indicting the former president is his highest priority.
That is former Vice President Mike Pence told reporters that an indictment would be concerning, although he is, quote, confident the former president can, quote, take care of himself. Pence stressed that, quote, violence will not be tolerated, and anyone who engages in violent protests will be, quote, prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, unquote. Those are the words of former Vice President Mike Pence. Some other news updates we're finding here. Wish TV reported that this is only part of the weekend in the Indianapolis area. Seven people were shot in 24 hours as of Sunday early morning. Two people dead within those shootings. The most recent report that we had was Sunday morning on Indianapolis's west side. Wish TV had that when we were doing our show prep this morning for today's Delaware County Today. I'm Steve Lindell, live at 8:37 in our talk booth. Later this week, we'll have the Lieutenant Governor as a guest. I believe that's tomorrow morning. Yeah, it is tomorrow morning. Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch with an update on the session, happenings, votes forthcoming, and what has been occurring there at the Indiana State House during the session with an update directly from Indianapolis. Weather, well, no problems anytime soon. Today should be sunny and bright. 48 is better, not very windy, a little breezy at times. 30 on Tuesday morning and then 55 in the afternoon. Some showers and rain, not snow, comes in late Tuesday night into Wednesday. The Wednesday high is supposed to be 57. And Thursday, the warmest day of the week, it'll be 66 that day. It will not last beyond that day, though. Wow, wasn't it cold over the weekend? Oh, by the way, tip of the Radio Buddy headphones and cap to everybody that showed up for the parade on Friday, the parade for the Muncie St. Patrick's Day event. They still did it. It went on without a hitch. I saw some politicians there trying to wrangle some votes. I wouldn't think crowds would be as prodigious as they may have been if it was a 65-degree afternoon or whatever. It was not. Wow, was it cold. I had a live broadcast on Saturday afternoon outdoors, and I was wearing long underwear, full disclosure. I mean, come on. You got to do what you got to do. Another thing people are talking about this morning is Ball State University, the women's basketball, still alive in the WNIT. They play at Memphis tonight. 8 p.m. is the tip time right here on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams, and on Alexa, play WMUN, free audio from wherever. If you're spring breaking, there's a lot of that going on this week. And maybe if you know somebody that is outside of the area, make sure they know they can get the audio of that game so they can track the Ball State women's basketball team. We understand our guest is in the building for our 9 a.m. program coming up top of hour, as mentioned earlier. Randall Dunnick is the VP of the Albany Town Board. Look forward to meeting Randall. I don't believe I've met Randall before, but if I have, it'll be good to see Randall Dunnick again. I'm Steve Lindell, host of Delaware County Today on the new WMUN. We'll talk high school basketball. The boys' tournament continues. That is coming up in a moment on the new WMUN.
At Mucinex, we don't believe in cold and flu season. We only believe in comeback season, which starts with 12-hour relief. Just one dose of Mucinex DM provides 12 hours of relief for cough and chest congestion day or night. That's three times longer than those four-hour cough liquids. So say goodbye to cold and flu season and hello to comeback season with Mucinex DM. Nothing lasts longer among over-the-counter cold and cough medicine. Get relief that lasts with Mucinex DM. Use as directed.
What do you mean he went searching for fresher powder? We have full classes today.
Instructor down at Vesper Ski School.
Girls toward each other to snowplow, honey. Not a way.
She needs more ski instructors to slalom through the day-to-day.
Pizza? Fries? Whoa, Braley, no! Pizza, pizza!
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We all know MITS and their routes, but did you know they added a new drop-off and pickup location? Drum roll, please. The Muncie BMV. That's right, MITS is now shuttling riders for free every Thursday between 9:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. We are happy to keep connecting Muncie to the places they need the most. Plan your trip at MITSBus.org. MITS, keeping Muncie moving.
This just in, pizzas are a hit at Mulligan's Clubhouse Grill at Crestview Golf Club. The classics you love, pepperoni, meat lovers, and the ones that are unique to Mulligan's, like the pesto margarita. Come hungry, whether you're with your family or with the guys on football nights, or, you know, just by yourself. Visit CrestviewGolf.net for the full pizza menu and the specials that you can enjoy every week. Mulligan's Clubhouse Grill at Crestview Golf Club.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance? Yep, and that place is Jason May State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jason May is your go-to agent in Muncie for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jason May has you covered. Call 747-7100 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Ivy Tech is the right choice for your new start. Whether you want to move into a high-demand, high-wage field, you workforce ready with a certification, or pursue your associate's degree, Ivy Tech can help. Classes are flexible, cost is affordable, and applying is always free. Email askmuncie at ivytech.edu for more information, or apply today at ivytech.edu/apply now. You belong here.
People are talking about the all-new WMUN. The talk of Muncie, and this is the all-new Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
At 8:43 on Monday, March the 20th, very honored to be able to talk now live to the police chief of Eaton, Indiana. Jay Turner is able to join us right now. Officer Turner, I know that you and so many others are in the middle of the search and so on. What can you tell us that is recent and new this morning, sir?
Okay. Steve, thank you, first of all, for having us on.
Sure.
We are going ahead and conducting another search, which will take place. They're meeting here at 9 o'clock, and we'll be moving our search from about the area of the Iron Bridge in Granville up to what's called the old twin bridges on the Eaton Albany Pike. Right now we've exhausted several avenues of investigation, working with the state police, doing polygraphs, doing interviews, and we're still working with them. DNR had boats in the water. We've had helicopters, and we're going to have a fixed-wing plane today. So that's about where we're at.
Okay. All right, Officer Turner, I'm going to remind our listeners again that the search continues for 14-year-old Scotty Dean Morris, described as 5'4" tall, 150 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes, and last seen, I guess, on Thursday evening, right, officer? Is that
right around 8:18 p.m.
All right, wearing black shoes at the time, red and black shorts, a white T-shirt, and writing on the front of that T-shirt. And Scotty is missing from Eaton, Indiana. I know that you've talked to our Brett Busby, reporter for WMUN and Wolf Boom Radio, over the weekend, and I know you have had a lot of help, but I imagine the worry and or frustration has got to be very, very high for you and so many involved, officer.
It is. You know, I think this is a worry of all families, is having a child go missing. Right now, the only upside I see to this is the community involvement, the agencies that have assisted us, the community, like I said, the community involvement coming out when it was extremely cold and going out and searching. It certainly does make you think mankind's a good thing.
And we are very, very hopeful, Officer Turner, there will be a good end to this story. Is there anything at all that you would ask of the community at this point? For instance, for those that might be willing and able to do a in-person search, do you want that help, or would you rather not have that kind of help?
Steve, the reason we called the search off yesterday because we had helicopters with infrared in the air, and that would have kind of
defeated the purpose.
Their search. Yeah, defeated their purpose. So that's why we're back searching today. The number one reason we started, because we jumped on this real quick, the reason we started and have gone so fast with an investigation was because of how he was dressed and because of the weather.
Boy, it was so cold. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So cold. Is there any belief whatsoever that he might not be in the area, or is that just one of a million possibilities you're just not certain of yet?
That is one of many possibilities. If I could speak directly to Scotty or whoever he's with, I know this has gotten a lot of publicity, and I know that you know it's blown into something very, very big, and it's overwhelming. Don't think for a minute that's going to get you in trouble. If you're out there and you hear this, please contact 911, and we will get you. We've got things in place to help you and possibly the whole family unit.
Okay. Officer, we don't want to keep you from your important work. Jay Turner, thanks for the time. And please loop us in on anything that we need to do or say, or hopefully we have some good news to share pretty soon. Let us know whatever we can do at the radio station, okay?
I will, Steve. Thank you very much.
All right. Absolutely. Thank you. Eaton Police Chief Jay Turner, live on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. It's March the 20th, and the reason we do those time and date stamps within a live interview is there's a lot of podcasting that goes on. We don't want for somebody to hear this a day or three or nine later on our website, WMUNMuncie.com, and think that this situation is ongoing at that time. As we are now on the radio, it is ongoing, and again, we are looking, I'll repeat this again, for Scotty Dean Morris, a 14-year-old, white, 5'4", 150-pound male, brown hair, blue eyes, and is still being looked for. If you have any information, and as Chief Turner said, if anybody out there has any information and think you might get in trouble if you were to call and give some information, Chief Turner said, don't let that keep you from calling 911, if that's the easiest to remember. This is a 911 situation. If you'd rather call the regular line at the Eaton Police Department, it's 765-396-3297. But again, don't hesitate to call 911 with any information or tips. Maybe you think you saw something, and that would be potentially helpful as well. This is the new WMUN on the Talk of Muncie. I'm going to jump ahead on our list of to-do items here. The House Call for Health update, a little lighter side of news. It's a sleepy update this morning.
This is House Call for Health. March is National Sleep Awareness Month, and Serta Simmons Bedding wanted to find out what are co-sleepers' biggest sleep disruptors, recently commissioning a study conducted by OnePoll surveying 2,000 Americans who live with their partner. First observation, people who share a bed report getting fewer than 4 good nights of sleep per week. So what are the biggest issues? 35% said it's when their partner steals the covers. The same percentage say they get woken up by tossing and turning. 28% cite sleeping with the TV on as well as snoring. And 27% say it's sleeping with the lights on. About half of those in the study say they would try sleeping in separate beds. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention suggest adults between the ages of 18 and 60 should get 7 or more hours of sleep every night. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
On the new WMUN, the Talk of Muncie, Steve Lindell hosting the show every day. And it was a season to remember. It ended over the weekend on WMUN with the loss of the Delta Eagles on Saturday night, and the Wapahani Raiders with the Saturday morning loss. Great season for all. Great note was sent out by our Mark Forster. So many people that he wanted to thank, sponsors and listeners. Thank you to the video crew and the radio crew. Over 54-ish broadcasts. Wow. Addie and Jesse and Josie and Thomas and Mikey and Jacob all mentioned. Gary Svedek, Jesse Lee, Wade Stokes, Matt Tuttle, Brian Matheny, Rob Fisher, Jared Boomer, Rick Johnston, and Mark Forster looking forward to his year number 10 of sports coverage with us here on Wolf Boom Radio and WMUN. High school football season will launch before you know it. All right, so $30.5 million, but they were disappointed still.
Fox on film.
A disappointing opening for DC's latest superhero film.
A lot has changed in the last few years.
The wizard gave me superpowers.
Shazam!
And then everybody got superpowers.
Shazam! Fury of the Gods bringing in only $30.5 million despite opening in over 4,000 theaters. The first Shazam brought in $53 million during its opening weekend in April of 2019. Last week's number one.
This isn't like any other ghost face. What is this place? A shrine.
Scream 6 finished second this week, bringing in $17.5 million. It's now at $76 million total domestically in box office receipts. And the Michael B. Jordan-led Creed 3.
When I walked away from boxing, I walked away with some unfinished business.
Finished third this week with $15.3 million. It's now taken in nearly $128 million in all. With Fox on Film, I'm Ted Lindner, Fox News.
And on the new WMUN, the Talk of Muncie, what people are talking about, Muncie, Delaware County. Looking ahead to tomorrow's program, we have the Lieutenant Governor of Indiana booked as a guest at about 8:30 in the morning. Suzanne Crouch will join us live, I think, from Indianapolis. You just never know. The Lieutenant Governor certainly moves around the state. We'll also have a lot of other guests and interviews and continuing updates. Also, out of Eaton, Indiana, the police department continuing the investigation into the disappearance of Scotty Dean Morris. That'll do it for today's program. Thank you to all of our guests today. President Jeff Robinson, Muncie City Council, Police Chief Jay Turner of Eaton, Indiana. And thank you for listening, too. For Emily Guffey, my show producer on the other side of the glass in the Exia Command Center, my name is Steve Lindell, host of Delaware County Today on the new WMUN.